Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Police Department is facing a lawsuit claiming that it monitors local activists and shares its information about them with federal officials. The suit was filed in Suffolk Superior Court yesterday. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonas reports.
Susan Barney is a longtime activist living in Arlington. She was arrested by Boston police in 2009 after protesting inside the Israeli consulate. She had been arrested before for similar acts, but this occasion was different. For the first time, the police interrogated her.
They asked me questions like, who organized this? What are their names? What groups do you work with?
Barney says she didn't answer. The four officers wore plain clothes. One of them worked for Homeland Security. Barney says they called her a baby for not talking. Then they said something that alarmed her even more.
One of them said to me, in a sort of joking manner, "I'm sure you recognize us. You've seen us at your protests." And I sort of looked at their faces and, you know, wasn't quite sure that I had seen them before.
Since then, Barney has recognized her interrogators at other protests, where they watched from across the street. She and her fellow protesters believe the police have compiled files on them, and they've tried to get those files to no avail. And that's why they're taking the department to court.
We don't know who they're keeping files on. We don't know how far this surveillance goes.
Laura Rothelo is an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts.
But we do know that the system is big and that it's happening really behind closed doors.
Rothelo brought the lawsuit on behalf of the Israeli consulate protesters and five anti-war groups.
So the purpose of this lawsuit really is to shine a light on what has become a huge surveillance system that our taxpayer dollars are paying for, and that affects, you know, everyone here in Boston.
The Boston Police Department would not comment on the lawsuit. Like many local police departments after 9/11, the department has amped up its intelligence operations. In 2005, Boston created the BRIC. That stands for Boston Regional Intelligence Center. According to the website, police, FBI, and Homeland Security officials at the BRIC analyze intelligence to fight crime and prevent terrorism. Last year, the BRIC joined a pilot initiative requiring them to send reports on suspicious activity to the FBI. Because so little is known about the scope of surveillance at the BRIC, this lawsuit aims to find out what counts as suspicious activity and whether Boston police are watching and reporting on political activists. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.